This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, March 15th. God's word for you today is limits off. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 3, verse 20, which says, "Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all." Today, we will pick up from the question from yesterday, which is, if nothing is impossible for you, what will you attempt for God? You will notice that when you start to engage this question, initially, nothing will come to mind. But the longer you stay with it and engage the question, you discover that your mind's eyes begin to soar and you begin to see possibilities. I want to challenge you to write those things down. Write them down. However, you will need to challenge what you have written down, because there are things that attempt to stand in your way of thinking big. The first thing is self. Classic example, if the things you thought of, written down, and will write down is about yourself alone, or yourself and your family alone, you are thinking too small. For some, when you closed your eyes, all you saw was dollars. The truth is that God probably wants to bless you even more than that, so that is not a problem. However, beyond that, Jesus' arms are wide open to reach people through you. If all you are thinking about is how to get out of debt, if all you can see is being out of debt, that thinking is still too small. Thinking big is to see yourself actually lending to nations, paying the debt of states or countries, see your business growing so big and you employing over 3,800 people. That is beyond you. That is reaching other people. That is thinking big. The second thing that gets in the way of thinking big is fear. You hear, "Think big," and the memories of past disappointments flood your heart. So you resolve to stay in your little corner. That cannot be God's will for you. Everyone that has been great, everyone that is great, and will ever be great, have put themselves in positions where they can be disappointed. If you try to play it safe, to keep yourself from places where you can be disappointed, you can never achieve greatness. You have to put yourself in positions where it is possible to fail, and guess what? Because God is on your side, you will not fail. I understand that some of us have done this before. You thought so big that now you are running away because it is like a nightmare. Guess what? It is time to think big again. But this time, do it with God, and the vision will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. When we refuse to be fearful, when we see as God will have us see, then things will begin to change. And the first thing that changes is our worldview, how we see things. The difference between people that are doing amazing things and people that are doing mediocre things is largely how they see things. The difference between people that are doing amazing things for God and people that are doing mediocre things for God is how they see things. That is where it starts from, our worldview. Some people, despite past experiences, do not see limitations. Let us pray. Father, by your Spirit, I pull down every stronghold of my imagination and I banish fear. I dare to dream again and watch you accomplish even more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.